It's time for Stargazer. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this is our weekly guide of what's happening in our island skies and the world of astronomy. We turn, as usual, to Christopher Phillips, our friend at the Imilo Astronomy Center in Hilo, the official connection to the Mauna Kea Summit research community. Hey, Christopher, aloha. What are some of the things we'll be looking for in our week of stargazing?
Hey, Dave. Great to be back. So this week brings dark skies and a planetary bonanza. Look out for Jupiter high in the east, Hikina, during sunset. Later on in the evening, around about 10:30, Mars will rise in the east, followed by Saturn at midnight. And then for the early birds, Venus will rise at around 4 a.m. Now, each one of these planets is bright, so they should be easy to spot, even from the city. So look out for the skies, folks.
Now, last week, I remember we were talking about the Air Force and their secretive space planes, both the X-37B and also the new XS-1. And on that note, what do we have in terms of satellites that we may be able to spot this week?
Well, this week it's the not-so-secret International Space Station. Now, the moon is approaching its new moon phase, so the sky is going to be nice and dark, and this is the best time to see the ISS. And it just so happens that it's going to pass over on the evening of Thursday the 27th, and it will be pretty bright. So look to the west-northwest around about 8:09 p.m., and you'll see the ISS moving towards the southwest direction. It's going to get to about 20 degrees high, so you'll need a pretty clear horizon to be able to see it.
And finally, you had said that there was an update on the weather in a planet in our solar system you wanted to share with folks.
Yeah, that's right. So NASA's Mars Odyssey orbiter will be engaging in some pretty strange maneuvers that will enable it to study early morning Martian weather. Now, when we talk about early morning weather, we are, of course, talking about fog, frost, and haze. It's the same stuff we see here on planet Earth, or is it? When we talk about Mars, we always tend to think of it as being Earth-like, but this is wrong. Mars is a truly alien world. Now, the fog and frost we see here on the Earth is all water-based, but the weather we see on Mars is carbon dioxide-based. Basically dry ice. It might look the same, but in reality, it's totally different. Now, the reason all this is cool is because for a long time, we thought Mars was dead and unchanging. But now, we have evidence that Mars is, in fact, alive and dynamic, albeit in its own Martian way.
Interesting stuff. We appreciate the heads up. Christopher Phillips, Imilo Astronomy Center in Hilo.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
You are quite welcome. And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next time here on Stargazer.